have conditions where you can further metabolize pyruvate to lactate. And again, you're just reducing this carbonyl to a hydroxyl. You use NADH for that. If you have two of them, you use two of them, produce two lactates. This typically occurs in one, under one of two conditions. Either anaerobic conditions, which occurs in multiple tissues, or in tissues that do not contain mitochondria. And red blood cells fall in this category. They don't contain mitochondria, so they cannot process that NADH any further except by reducing pyruvate to lactate. So in red blood cells, the end product is always lactate. The enzyme is lactate dehydrogenase. Importantly, step 10, this enzyme is reversible. Okay? You can go either way, depending on the availability of NADH. If you have high NADH, you produce more lactate. If you have anaerobic conditions, you're gonna NADH will accumulate and produce more lactate. If you don't have mitochondria to oxidize NADH, you're gonna produce more lactate. There's a third condition that has to do with alcoholics and alcohol abuse, is that alcohol metabolism produces, as a byproduct of alcohol metabolism, produces NADH. Alcohol dehydrogenase and acetaldehyde dehydrogenase both produce NADH. If NADH increases in the cell because of overconsumption of alcohol, it's going to push the reaction from left to right. And therefore, alcoholics frequently have what is called lactic acidosis, a high amount of lactate in the bloodstream, which ends up somewhat in the tissue and bloodstream, and it can acidify the plasma a little bit.